8 weeks old.
All right.
They start calling them a shoat then, and the next thing is a hog.
All right, very good. What do the hogs or the pigs have on their backs, the hogs?
Bristles.
Now, the big teeth that a hog has, what do you call them?
Tushes.
And an elephant has those white things extending from the front of his head. What do you call those?
Tushes.
All right. You call them the same thing, in other words.
Yes.
The thing that you put the food in for the hog would be a what?
Trough.
And if you had more than one of them, you would have?
Hog troughs.
Mm-hmm. Do you call a hog that's grown up wild by any special name?
No.
Just call it a...
just a wild hog.
All right. Now, let's say you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What would you say you're going to do with him?
Castrate him.
All right. Lucille, would you use any other terms for doing this with horses or cats?
No, it'd be all the same.
And that would be?
Castrating.
All right. Now, what's the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Baa.
All right. Now, what about of a cow or calf at feeding time?
My cow goes moo.
All right, very good. We'll just try them all out here tonight. What's the gentle noise that a horse makes, Lucille?
Creak.
Very good. All right. So, have you ever heard the horse begin to whinny?
No.
Never heard that expression.
No, ma'am.
Well, yours was kind of like a laugh, wasn't it? Your horse's sound was a laugh, really.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say you have some horses, mules, cows, and so on. When they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and do what?
Feed the animals.
Feed the animals, okay. Mm-hmm. If you're going to feed hens and turkeys, geese, and so on, do you have any one name for all of them?
The game.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
And the place where the chickens live
is in a coop.
Okay. Now, if it's just a little shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run under from the rain, what would you call that? Anything different?
No, a shed.
All right. Now we're going to eat some of that chicken.
Yeah.
And what is the part that children and adults too like to have so that they can pull it apart? Break it.
The wishbone.
You call it the wishbone, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any superstitions associated with that?
Yes, ma'am. Break them to see which one got the longest bone so they can make a wish.
All right, the one who gets the longer piece then gets to make the wish.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you usually get the longer piece, Lucille?
No, my brother always get it.
He was bigger than you were, no doubt. I think that's the way it happened. We used to do this always, and I remember it with my little boys, too, how they did that. And the bigger brother always got the long end.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
The giblets.
Okay. What about the insides of a pig or calf that you eat?
A calf, they have tracks. And hogs have chillings.
All right. And the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in is called what?
Casing.
Casing.
Yes, ma'am. They're little chillings, but after you scrape them down and stuff sausage in them, they're called casings.
Okay, you say they're little what?
Chillings.
All right. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'll say it is what time?
Time to feed.
Do you call it by